Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit.
So what's really weird about this, the whole thing is weird, okay? So let's try to unpack this a little bit. The events, a lot of the events that are being reported are true. We have video of the authorities showing up. We have video of the villagers running out into the jungle shooting at something, okay? But after the investigation, what they come out with,
hey guys, I don't usually report on fresh new stories. This is probably the most current I've been in terms of covering a topic. But I had to talk with you all about these crazy stories of an alleged alien sighting or alien sightings in Peru. Not just alien sightings, but full-blown attacks. There are countless news articles, social media posts, and videos about this, which you've probably already seen a majority of. I want to break this story down, but also look at the bigger picture. I don't exactly have a set opinion on this, but I will present my findings to you all, as well as leave you with some things to think about in light of all the UFO talk we've been bombarded with this summer. Before we start, if you aren't a subscriber to the website, what are you doing? I recently made a post about the Club of Rome, which I previously covered in episode 15 of the podcast, if you can believe it. If you want to learn about think tanks and how they socially engineer a generation, you'll like that one for sure. You can become a free subscriber to stay up to date on posts in between episodes, or become a paid subscriber to gain access to deep dive posts about controversial topics like PSYOPs and a guy from Europe that was way worse than Epstein. Follow me on Rumble too, because I am now able to live stream and have some fun stuff planned for that. Links to my Rumble and website are in the source material below. Now, back to the episode. Why are local Peruvian villagers in such a panic? So much so that locals allegedly demanded that the Navy get involved and help them fight these mysterious beings. This was a legitimate request because these beings were impervious to the normal human weapons. But I'm getting ahead of myself in this story because I'm too excited. This area is a rural place in the northeast of Lima, Peru's Alto Nanay district. The indigenous tribal people referred to as the Iquitu people live within the district in a place named Loreto. To get a picture of the area we are talking about and how rural it is, the tribe is located around the Nanay River in the Peruvian Amazon. They are pretty much surrounded by the Amazonian rainforest. The area is known for its rich biodiversity and untouched environment. The tribe have a rich history and a unique culture deeply connected to the area. Not to exaggerate too much, but these people are almost cut off from the rest of civilization. The village is a 10-hour trip by river from the closest authorities, or for anyone wanting to get there. Many don't use the internet as it's more of a pain trying to get online. Since July, locals have been crippled by fear. They report their community being terrorized by entities. These entities are described as being 7 to 8 feet tall in height, wearing masks of some sorts, being able to fly and vanish into thin air. Quote, their colour is silver, their shoes are round in shape, and with that they rise up. They float 1 meter high and have a red light on the heel. Their heads are long and their eyes are yellowish. With that, they see you well and they leave. They are experts at escaping. Another witness to the action detailed that the beasts conceal their identities and can fly. They don't let their faces be seen, and their body is floating. They use their arms as balance when flying, but they walk normally. Every time we arrive, they fly with an activation of something on the soles of their feet. They have wheels with lights, he told the troops. End quote. This is the description a lot of outlets have run with, according to what locals are saying they saw with their own eyes. Considering how remote this area is, I don't think they were doing this for clout, as the young people would say. One thing I found a little weird was that some news sites were saying the being resembled the Green Goblin from Spider-Man, which is weirdly specific. Then I saw other sites running with this. Then it flipped to the community leader apparently saying these things look like the Green Goblin, which I think is bullshit. Why would he say that? Especially when there are other sources that state the locals are referring to these beings as pelicares, which means face peelers. That seems way more believable. There's something off to me about a village leader that most likely doesn't have regular access to the internet or popular media comparing what he saw to the Green Goblin. When he's been living in the Amazon rainforest his whole life, he could have used any other comparison, but he chose the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. Really. To me, it's like my grandma knowing the characters' names in the Justice League. I'm not saying he's never seen Spider-Man or watched a movie, but it seems like a clickbait statement to generate traffic to these websites reporting on the story. Locals also requested the Navy come to their village immediately, as they realized the beings were impervious to their bullets. Over the course of nearly a month before this story had blown up, the men stayed on night watch, taking turns to stay up and protect the rest of the more vulnerable villagers. But their patience began wearing thin, which led to this viral story that's everywhere today. There's even reports of a 15-year-old girl that was snatched by one of these things but got away after screaming and fighting to break free. She was said to have deep lacerations on her neck and needed medical attention. There isn't any updates on her, nor what she saw, from what I have seen. All that has been shared is that she would not speak after being found, which isn't unusual. She went through a traumatic experience and encountered someone or something that almost sliced her entire neck off from some of the descriptions and what people are saying. I don't doubt for a second that the villagers believed they were in danger. Nor would I rule out the possibility of it being from humanoid creatures. I mean, they are practically living within the Amazonian rainforest, guys. If you know anything about forests, there are a lot of strange sightings and stories from people that spend any amount of time there. Just look up countless stories from hikers and other people of strange humanoid sightings in forests around America, for example. I definitely believe there's some creepy shit going on there that most people are just not privy to because we don't live near these kind of areas, or we live too far into the city to even know about these things. I even see stories and videos about people seeing fairies in UK forests, so yeah, all these people can't be lying. There is a whole bunch of stuff happening here, and it's definitely hard to keep track when the stupid media keep adding nonsensical updates to set the record straight. Why do they always seem to have access to the correct information? And why does everyone always have to believe them? Now there are further updates dispelling the villagers' claims. Instead, the alleged logical explanation sounds more ridiculous than what the villagers originally said. Quote, gangs are hoping to instill fear in locals to keep them inside their homes and away from their illegal gold mines. It was also speculated that the gangs are using jetpacks to reach more unattainable spots in the dense jungles near the Nanai River to mine for more gold, They would be using state-of-the-art technology, such as thrusters that allow people to fly. Carlos Castro Quintanilla, the Peruvian government's prosecutor investigating the case, told Radio Programas del Peru. Prosecutors said that the jetpacks were first used by these illegal mining cartels to explore prospects for gold deeper in the forest surrounding the Nanay River in Peru. End quote. So yeah, the culprits were actually flying cartel members in jetpacks. I know cartels do some crazy things, I've watched Narcos, but this is far-fetched even for cartels. The fact that this is being reported as the explanation is also strange. Everyone was quick to make fun out of these villagers that believed it was creatures terrorizing them. Yet, we are just supposed to believe the storyline, which is just as wacky. If it is true, where are the pictures of their amazing jetpack equipment? From villagers' descriptions, these things seem very good. I know jetpacks exist, but if they were on this level, you would be seeing TikTok influencers making videos of themselves using them by now. These things must be quite expensive too, as they seem to go so fast that the villagers said they would completely vanish. This is just not adding up, but it's very entertaining and I'm here for the wild stories coming out every 2 days. Now, there are illegal gold miners that do operate the area, as there have been reports about this for years, like this article from around 2019 reporting on the issue. Quote, dredgers have been found in several rivers across Peru's northern department of Loreto, confirming that illegal gold mining has been rapidly expanding into previously untapped parts of the country. During an operation carried out along the Nanay and Napo River basins in the Amazon department of Loreto on October 3rd, authorities identified and destroyed four dredgers used for illegal gold mining, according to El Comercio. In the area of Alto Nanay, authorities reported that illegal mining activities involved child labor. End quote. The area this tribe lives in is rich with untapped resources, which attract a fair amount of unpleasant characters. But I find it very hard to believe these individuals are using jetpacks and making the effort to cover their faces and appear as creatures or aliens or whatever people are saying. A regular cartel would just intimidate and kill people as they normally do. The 15-year-old may have come across one of these cartel members who maybe wanted to recruit her for child labor, as that's a cost-effective way to get people mining gold for you. But she has yet to say anything, and it also wouldn't make sense to give such a fatal injury to a child you want working in the mines. I mean, from a cartel perspective, that would be like damaging your own property, right? So it's still unknown what the girl encountered. I told you this story is very weird, and now I'm going to share some weirder stuff. Whilst I researched this topic further, gleaning information from every possible area I could for you guys, I came across something sinister. Initially, if you look at the top stories and links about this whole thing, you see that Pelicaris is supposed to be a creature from this tribe's folklore, apparently, allegedly, which you can see is stated in this news outlet. Quote, some villagers have likened the creatures to Pelicaris or face peelers, mythical creatures that harvest the organs of their victims. While unlikely, this hasn't stopped online commentators from latching onto the idea. A bogus image of a man with his face peeled off is currently circulating Twitter. End quote. Now, I have actually seen that apparently bogus image of a man with his face peeled off that's going around. That is pretty weird because his face is peeled clean off and there was no blood. And apparently when someone does get stabbed or injured, especially from the face, it's supposed to release a lot of blood. So yeah, that's a bit weird. I wouldn't say that's bogus for now. I just feel like people love to call everything bogus on the internet, so now we don't believe anything anymore, and that's the issue. However, I came across a blog from a man traveling the Amazon and spending time with the tribes that live there. And he shed some interesting light on what the term pelucaras actually means. Some people in the village he was in had been calling him this, and he wanted to know why, finally asking someone. Quote, I asked the woman to explain pelucara, and she explained how there has been human organ trafficking in the area and bodies found without organs. The culprits are Americans, gringos like you. The people were scared to hear of your arrival. End quote. In his blog, he continues to write about his time in the village, where he had many encounters with locals that shouted at him, feared him, and asked others if he was there to peel their faces. I've included the guy's blog in the source material below, so you should definitely check that out. It is the Walking the Amazon link. It's pretty creepy and makes you think, you know, what are Americans or American-looking people doing in the Amazon rainforest? And what are they doing to these people for them to display such fear over seeing a white tourist? Is it the US military, maybe? I remember when I first saw stories about alien sightings in Peru about 2 weeks ago, and I said to myself, yeah, bullshit, another fake story about aliens. But now I'm even more confused than I was when I first started reading about this, due to the level of conflicting information. In cases like this, when there are so many strange narratives being thrown around, it is clear that the media are trying to muddy the waters and confuse people. Something or someone is terrorizing those villagers, but they are hiding the truth about what's actually going on. The organ trafficking could be possible, as this is a regular occurrence in poor countries, and would make sense as to why there is such a cover-up surrounding this entire thing. A very shitty and rushed cover-up story, though, might I add. Then we have had the Vegas alien sighting in June, which many of you probably remember, and that seems strange as well because nobody had any footage, even though the entire family claimed to see an 8-foot alien in their backyard. Not one picture or video was taken of this thing. In an age where people constantly film each other, how many times do we see videos of fights in fast food restaurants? Because people love filming stuff, right? And the funny thing is that police or whoever, they're saying that, oh, the call wasn't a hoax, but yet there's still no real conclusion on that. And now everyone's kind of forgotten about it, I guess. I mean, not everyone's forgotten. I do see people talk about it and stories come up now and again, but they've pretty much left everyone hanging with that, and it all seems like a big nothing burger at the moment. I don't know about you guys, but the world is more entertaining than any show or movie these days. I don't know what's going to happen next. Who knows, next week there may finally be aliens in the UK. I may regret saying that, so yeah. I don't want to put that out into the universe in case something happens, but it would be interesting. We never get alien stuff. It's always the US. I'm kind of jealous about that. I'm not going to lie. I don't believe anything the news directly reports on, but it is interesting that they suddenly want to report on alien stories and get the public to acknowledge aliens or other beings, even if they report it in a skeptical manner themselves. It appears this is some form of conditioning or predictive programming for something coming soon. Who knows? Do you think the tribe in Peru saw creatures, aliens, or do you believe the story that it was flying cartel members? Do you also believe aliens are real, or is it all intentional confusion so people think beings are visiting Earth instead of realizing there have been other creatures already living with us on this planet? Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.